Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf mem. We're holding lamed tes umid beis, the last line of the umid. We're in the middle of the line. It says ema reisha matris teuchel b'mukaim kudosh. The Gemara is bringing now the first part of the brisa, which we explained yesterday. The reason why the Gemara is bringing this first part of the brisa is because the style of the brisa, the reisha and the seifa, are parallel. They're very similar to each other. Before we engage in the reisha, let's do a quick review of the Sefer, which we did already learn yesterday. So all be so kind. We'll go back to two lines before the wide lines. Meaning if you're starting all the way from the bottom, it's eight lines from the bottom. The Gemara brought a brisa mantan, Elohadatuni Rabbunan. Who's the tan of the following brisa? What does the brisa say? It says in the Pasuk that if you have two brothers, kiyeshu achem yachta, umeisachad mihen, uven ein loy, loy siya eishas ameisachutz lishzor, but rather yevoma yovi aleha v'yibma, kochle v'isha v'yibma. So the Gemara darshins now, from yevoma yovi aleha, state in the braisa, it's a mitzvah. What does it mean it's a mitzvah? So let's look, learn the braisa. Shebetchi lohoysa ula b'chlal heter. Initially, as far as Shimon is concerned, we have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was the mess. Shimon was the yavam. Betchila, before Reuven married Mrs. Reuven, hoysala b'chal hetter, Shimon could have married her. She was a psula. She was just a regular, ordinary young lady. So it was b'chal hetter. Now that Reuven married her in Nasra, she became Asur. And now that Nebuch Reuven passed away, she becomes mutter again to Shimon. I would think it goes back to square one, like the old heter before Reuven married her. Now, what does that mean? Pray to my mantana. What's this all about? So Yimon had two pshatim yesterday, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi and Rava. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says it goes according to Abishol. What says Abishol? Zok Timar. Man tan Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Abisholi, v'hochi ka'amar. And now we go over the braisa again. And we start again from square one. Yivomi yovir leho mitzvah. Shebetchila hoisa ola b'chlal heter. Initially, Shimon could have married Mrs. Reuven because at that time she was still single. What means that she hoisa b'chlal heter? If he wanted to, he could marry her because she happens to be pretty. He could marry her because there's a physical attraction. He wants to marry her. Because she was wealthy. He could have had a million reasons why he wanted to marry her. Now Nesra, she became Asur because she married Reuven. Chazra v'hutra, after that, Reuven never passed away. So the heter returned. Yochel Tach, the Teir Rishon, I would think we go back to square one. Tam Eloyim Rivam Yovi Aleha, Limitzvah. What's Ice Limitzvah? You're not allowed to have in mind Lishem Noi, Lishem Ishus, Lishem Dover Acher. When it comes to Inyan Yivam, it's got to be Lishay Mitzvah. And that's the Chiddush of this Braisa according to the Mitzvah Medimi. It goes according to Abishol. Rav Amar nein, I feel the same Rabban, go to Rabban also. V'achi k'amar. We're now four lines from the bottom. Yivam yom 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 leha mitzvah. Now what? Shevachil ha'is b'chal heter rotza kointer rotza ena kointer. Not like we said before, rotza l'shem noi kointer or rotza l'shem ishus. No, you have a choice. If I want to marry her, I can. If I don't want to marry, I won't. After all, I'm single, she's single. If I want to propose, I'll propose. If I don't want to, I don't want to.
Same thing as before.
No, not yet. Not yet.
Why?
We'll see from the end. Koinza, once Nesra, once his brother marries her, she becomes awesome. Chaz of Hutra, after the brother died, now she becomes Mutter again. Yochel Tachs L'Teir Rishon, I would think we go back to square one. Rotza Koinza, Rotza, Eina Koinza. He must go and marry her. He can't go and just leave her. So you're right. Can she go away for nothing? I would think if this time he has a 50-50 choice. I can either do Yibam or I can do Chalitza. Tamaloyma, no. Yivam, you do Yibam. The fallback position is Chalitza. But Avada, Chatchila, the trader says, be Meyavim, Lahakim, Lahakim, Shem, be Yisrael. That's Avada the Mitzvah. You don't want to. She doesn't want to. Then you go and do Chalitza. Now, what's the difference between the two interpretations? The difference between is that according to the way Rava learned, all the Brice is telling us is that there is a Mitzvah of Yibam, and that's the principal Mitzvah, that's the preeminent Mitzvah, that's the major Mitzvah. And there's also, if you want b'shas adchak, you have the backup of chalit. Masha ain't kein according to Yitzchak bar Avdimi, that this brisa goes according to Abishol. The chiddush of the brisa is how you do the mitzvah, meaning not only that there is a mitzvah of yibam and yibam takes place and takes precedence over chalitza, but what type of yibam do you have to make? A yibam l'shem mitzvah. It's got to be totally mechab. Even if you notice, there's a small little diuk. On the fourth line of the wide lines, when we ended the interpretation according to Abishol, we said, Tamun Leimer, Yevoma Yovi Aleha Limitzvah. When we said according to the Rabbanon, on the last line, it says, Tamun Leimer, Yevoma Yovi Aleha Mitzvah. So according to the way Ruva's learning, Aliba the Rabbanon, the Chiddush of the Braise is when he was originally single. And she was originally single. He had no particular mitzvah to go and marry her. He could have married anybody in the world, not Naftafka Sprinzer. He had Ruchel Leyen, anybody else. Now that his brother passed away, he has a choice of Yibam or Chalitza. So I would think, okay, 50-50. No, mitzvah. The mitzvah is Yibam. Back up, Chalitza. According to Abishol, the way Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi is learning is that initially, when he wanted to go and marry her, before Reuven married her, he could have married her for 1,000 different reasons. Because she was pretty, because she was rich, because she was tall, because she was short, because she was a balas chesed, because she knew God fill him by heart, because she was a good cook. Any reason that he could have married her. So, Yochel, I would have thought now, Tach Natei Rishon, he can marry her for any reason. Tamaloy Malim Mitzvah. It's got to be Yibam Lishay Mitzvah, not for any other ulterior motives. That's why this is Mitzvah, Lim Mitzvah. Okay, this is what we already explained yesterday. The key for bringing this again is because we're now going to talk about the Risha of the same Brisa. Yes, Mr. Friedland.
How can he get away the fact that she's beautiful, that she's a good cook, that she's paid, is a mitzvah.
Right.
Now, if he was attracted to her before for this reason, for a reason her brother married, his brother married
exactly.
her.
Exactly.
Now that she, the same woman, falls into evil,
right.
the same motivation that he had 2 years ago, 3 years ago, she was single, is ever present. So how can I say that it's only le mitzvah? It's le mitzvah, but it's also that I cannot discount the mitzvahs of the other.
No question, a person is only a bus of Adam. A person is a bus of Adam. But the reason why he is going and doing it, he has to go and put away all of those ulterior motives and say that even if she wasn't pretty, and even if she wasn't a good cook, and even if she wasn't a balas chesed, I'm marrying him because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me this mitzvah to go and marry. If he decides he can go and talk to me, misgaber all those taivas and all those ulterior motives, you should do yibam. According to Abishol, if he cannot, and he said, it's taka mitzvah, but veini o veincha, she's taka pretty, and she's a good cook, and she's rich, and those are the reasons.
According to Abishol,
then she has to do chalit. And that's what Abishol is saying.
How can Abishol expect someone to push aside all those human reasons?
So the reason, what you're saying is you hold like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan will also very distinguished Chazal, otherwise we wouldn't bring them. So Rabbanan taka say, could be for any one of those reasons. Abishol says no. It's got to be the Shem Mitzvah. You don't want to do the Shem Mitzvah, then do Chalitza. That's a machloket.
That's why he's really Mevatel Yidden.
That's right, exactly. Good. Anyway, Rabbi Yisai, this is all a quick chazorah, only as an introduction to the first part of the Braisa. Because the first part of the Braisa, we're going to have the exact same discussion. We're going to see, does it go like Rava learned, where Rava said that it's only Mitzvah, or like Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi that said that the Braisa is telling us l'shem mitzvah, lim mitzvah, that you have to mecham l'shem mitzvah. So what does it say in the first part of the Braisa? Emeration. Matzis ti'uchel b'mukum kudosh. What is this referring to? The first part of the pasuk is we're talking about a yid in Klal Yisrael that brought a karban mincha. What do you do with a karban mincha? The kohen has to do a kemitza with the dry finger. He takes the kemitza and puts it on the mizbeach. And then what happens to the rest of the mincha? Then it's a mitzvah for the zichrei kahuna to go and eat the karban mincha. And the pasuk continues on. It says, when they eat the shiore mincha, after you take off the kemitza, those shirayim have to be bimkoin, they have to be matzahs. You can't eat chumitz, you can't make them into pancakes, you can't make them into jelly donuts, you have to go and eat them bimkhinis matzahs. Matzahs yuchum mun kodesh. Okay, that's the pasuk. But now the braisa adds a word, mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? So now the braisa starts again. Shibetchila hoysa ula b'chlal heter. Before the individual that brought this karban mincha was makdish the karban mincha, it was like regular flour that you buy in the store, chulin. Nesra, after he went that he was makdish it l'shem karban mincha, then of course it becomes osir. You have to be careful, me'ila, and it's a kodesh. V'chazer v'hutra, and guess what now? Now we put the kemitza on the mizbeach, now it becomes mutter to eat again.
To the coin.
I would think it goes mamish just like the same as the original. What means mamish the same? We'll see in a moment. So now let's explain this. The Omar, Hamani Rabbanani, according to Rabba that learned the previous part of the Braisa that we had, which is really the safer. Then he learned it goes according to Rabbanan, not like Abishol. So now the way I'll understand the braisa is the following way. We start again. Matzis tiyochem mokum kudosh. Mitzvah. Shibet chila at the very beginning. Hoysa ola b'chalal het. Rotza oichla, rotza eina oichla. He had flour. He can go and say, I'm going to eat the flour. I'm going to make it into chalas, matzis, cake, pancakes, whatever. I'm going to eat it. Or he can go and say, no, I'm on a diet, gluten free. I'm not going to have anything. After all, it's that. You want to eat it, you don't want to eat it. Now, Nesra, we do learn the parentheses. I don't know why there's a parentheses here. Nesra, if afterwards he's makdish at l'shem karban mincha becomes osur. Okay, so you can't eat it, it's the chamincha. But after that, chos v'hutra, once the kohen puts down the kemitza on the mizbeach, now it becomes mutter again for the kehanim. Yochel tachs l'teir rishon, that what? Rotza oichla, rotza ein oichla. You want to eat it, you eat it. You don't want to eat it, you don't eat it. What do you mean? Rotza ein oichla. You have to eat it. Vaksiv, it says in the pusik. V'ochlu oisema shekupar behem. Malamit shekehanim oichlen obalim eskapim. Part of the kapara is if the kahanim eat the carb.
It doesn't say by mincha.
Yeah,
it says by chatas.
This pasuk is talking about a carb mincha. Yes, it's pasuk about a carb mincha.
Kahanim oichlen balim eskap goes on.
Yes.
Sure.
Menuchki.
I think it's goes on meat.
I don't think so. Anyway, I think this is talking about the during the Shiva Simei Maliyim, the mincha that you have to go and bring. Oh, minuchki kishveitim. But the point is that by kavunas, even though about it's not ma'akev, if it turns out that the rest of the karm becomes tummy, it becomes possible b'yoytze, it becomes possible b'noyser, the person about it is yoytze. Because the ikar kapara is through the zrikas akarbin by a regular behaima, and the gabi amincha is through the kemitza. Avada, that's the ikar kapara. But the pasuk is telling us that there should be a full-fledged mitzvah min ha-muvchor, mahadrin min ha-mahadrin, to have the full kapara, which you have to do is, then you have to have the kahanim have to go and eat it. And then Baal Miskat. Yeah, this is good. Fine.
Why Loshen will cut kapora by mincha? Mincha is a matonis.
What's my turn?
Not at all.
The word kapora is lav davka al kapora. It means to say that you should get the full benefit of having brought the karm. A karm shlom is also no din of kapora per se. But we really mean that like reich lichoyach, that it should be a full fledged karm that he did with al pichivkis, with all chichumris, with al hidurim, with al mitzvah and amuvcha. Then it should be that they should go and eat it. So go and tell the kahanim, no, you don't have to eat it. If you want, you want to be gluten free this week, you don't eat it. No, you got to eat it. That's part of the kapara, that's part of your mitzvah. Zokimari, you're right. What I meant to say is that I would think it goes back, the heter rishon. said, Ratzahu oichla, Ratzah kohen acher oichla. I agree that the kohanim give ashtikel kapara through the eating. Maskim. But it doesn't have to be me. After all, there are another 100 kohanim. Let the other guys go and eat it. Just like before it became Hegdish, when it was still Chulin, I could have eaten it, my brother, my cousin, anybody else in Klal Yisrael. Here now, when it becomes Shiori Mincha, doesn't have to be me, I can give it to all my brethren, the other Kohanim. Tamaloyme, that's why you have the Pasuk, Matzati Achim Mokum Kodesh Mitzvah, that it's Mitzvah on the Kohen that brought the Kemitza and put it on the Mizbeach. That same Kohen should also eat from this Mincha. He doesn't have to eat the whole thing, but he has a mitzvah that he has to go and eat from this korban, even though there are another 50 people in his Beis Av or in his Mishvar, the Kohen that did the Avoida, he should go and eat. So that's a very nice pshat, according to Rava, according to the Rabbanan, not like Abishol, that all the Brice is telling us is that there is a mitzvah for the Kohen that did the Avoida to go and eat. Now, not how he should eat, when he should eat, where he should eat, the Pasuk is telling you, you have the mitzvah to go and eat from the Shiori Mincha.
I feel it's Shmektim.
Yeah, exactly. I feel it's Shmektim, yeah, Shmektim Nish. According to the Bishol, that said that the other part of the Braisa goes according to Abishol. Now, what did Abishol say? The way Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abdimi learned the Braisa. Not only that the Braisa is telling us that there is a mitzvah of Yibam, which takes priority over the mitzvah of Chalitza, but also how you do the Yibam. The Yibam's got to be L'shei Mitzvah. So, what am I going to see now? Gabi, this carbon, the matzah tiyuchel. So, frey timur, elavit barim, the yomar abisholi, hacha maitre gavni ikka. What are the two ways? Legabi, the din of Yibam, we said he could be doing it for ulterior motives. L'shem taiva, l'shem noi, l'shem ishes, l'shem dovarach. Or he could do l'shem mitzvah. So, what are you going to say over here? Legabi, the eating of the matzah. V'chitayim rotza l'tiyoven oichla. Rotza achila gasa oichla. L'tiyoven means he eats it like you normally eat food with a certain degree of appetite. Or he eats it achila gasa, he eats it so much that he's ready to regurgitate and give out everything that he ate. Aha. And that's what maybe the Braise is telling you is that when it's chulin, you can eat it either way. But when you're eating it kodshim, you're eating out shiori mincha, then you have to eat it l'tiyoven. Maybe that's what the Braise is coming to tell you. Says Yomara, that cannot be, because the achila gasa is not a second option. Achila gasa mishmo achila, eating it until you're so stuffed that you have to go and regurgitate. Does haste nishkan achila? How do I know? V'amrei shlokish ha'ichal achil gasa b'mekipurim potim loy seuna. Can you imagine a person who eats just a normal meal? Chas v'shalom, this is din of kares. However, if you eat and eat and eat and eat, oh, then you're potter. So anybody that ever gets caught eating in Yom Kippur, you should just keep on eating. Don't stop.
No, but for the beginning,
What's the difference between Asaiva means till 100%, Achila Gasa means 150%. Until you're ready to brechenos, until you...
You could, obviously, you have a drop of appetite. Shtai klur. Because if you, it's taka a thin rope.
It's,
you,
it's, you don't want thin line. Thin line. It's a thin line. Thin line.
Stop.
Absolutely.
Stop.
Anyway, so Ichla Achila Gasa, Kira Potter Malois. So what are you telling me again? So what are the two possibilities that we're going to tell us the Shem Mitzvah to exclude something out, something else like Abishol? Rotza matzah oichla, rotza chometz oichla. Maybe the pasuk is saying it's just like in the beginning I could have eaten this flour and made it into pancakes, I could have made it into challah, into cake, and I could have made it to matzah. Tamaloyimar comes to tell you, matzah teuchel, it's got to be davke matzah. Reiti mor baksiv, I have another pusik. Leisi ufa chometz, chalkom nesati oysa meishoi. But the gemara dash into two together, leisi ufa chometz, chalkom. V'yomar ishlukish vafele chalkom. Even a chalik from the carbon. What means a chalik? Even after you put the kamitza, after you put the kamitza on the mizbeach, and you have now the rest of the chalik, the part that is eaten by the kohanim, even that part, lo yisi ofa chometz. So I already have a posik for that.
It's different than the other minchas which are already cooked. Here we're talking about the minchas silas.
Yeah, okay.
So you could take and make it chometz.
Yeah.
The other ones are finished.
Fine, zayigit. But the point is, that the Pusik and the Brisa, when it says Matzis, Teochum, Mugen Kudosh, is not coming to tell you mitzvah, that you have to do it Matzis instead of Chometz, because for that I already have a pre-existing Pusik. Ella, Savaita, what's the Brisa saying? Rutze Matzah Oichla, Rutze Cholot Oichla. I would have thought that you could eat it bechinas matzois, or I could eat it cholut. Rashi says cholut means beroischin. Today they said that means bagel flour. Not really. Ken Sam Kneda Cholut.
They throw the flour into hot water.
Right? Oh, they put it into hot water, and then after that it's scalded, and then after that they go and bake it in the oven. Kneda they just go and cook, but they don't put it afterwards into the oven. However, I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says we're not clear what cholut is.
What's okay, some people say it's azadia bagel. I don't know how they make bagels, but apparently you put the dough into hot water, and then you bake it, and then you smear it, and then you put a hole in it.
The dough.
We had this in the previous
I have no problem with it.
We're not sure what it is.
First you cook it, then you bake it.
Yeah, Azoy Zuckman.
In Bonangi Street, they
used to,
you can see it.
Okay, so basically, stand online tomorrow, but it's the same thing, Klech Vima Machtas. Okay, anyway, it doesn't make a difference. So getting back to Agamar. So therefore, the Brice is telling us, I would think that the Kehanim can eat the Korban Mincha, the Shiare Mincha, after the Kemitza. They can eat it either B'chinas Matzah, or B'chinas Cholot, as I baked and Nuchtem Roitzchen, and then cooked and baked, etc. Kamash Malah, nah, and it's got to be Davk in the form of Matzah, and not in the form of Cholot. So Freyti Mora, Hi, cholit hechi dami. Explain to me what the havamin is over here. What's my cholit? A matzah. If you're telling me the cholit is kosher for a matzah, a matzah. It's a quite good matzah. The yochum mukum kodosh. I'm eating matzahs. Cholit is matzah. V'iloy matzah. If you're telling me that it's not matzah, matzahs amarachmona. We already had the other pusik. Leisiyof v'chumetz chalkom to tell you that it's got to be chumetz. It's got to be matzah and not chumetz. So therefore, I don't need it to repeat it again. Manavshach. If it's chometz, weissach shine. If it's not chometz, if it's matzah, it's lachkusha. So what's the problem? Be'emes and be'emes and cholut. If you don't let it go for 18 minutes in the whole business, and you don't let it rise, you could have cholut, which is matzah. Ulahachi, tana be'kra. Why do I have two psukim? The pasuk that the Gemara quoted, lo si ofa chometz chelka, as well as the beginning of this price, and matzah tuchem ukudish, the Torah tells us twice, la'akev, that the kehanim, when it comes to eating the Shiari Mincha, they have to eat it matzah and not cholut. Even though cholut has the status of matzah, but it's not grade triple A matzah, it's only triple B, triple C matzah. When it comes to Shiari Mincha, you have to have triple A and not triple B. Therefore, for other purposes, itaka is matzah.
It's a better machal, the matzah, than cholut.
Shafrek timayla cholut matzahi de kamrinan lamay hilchasa. If you're telling me cholut is matzah, but you cannot use it for shiore mincha, so what can you use it for? Says the Gemara, la mehilchas lamay loy mashu onam yoitz ben yedecha busoi be pesach. Afopi de cholte be ikar. Kim the hoder afya betanur, like we said, lechem oini karina bay vadam yoytu dechavazay be pesach. So from now on, if you don't like eating shmira matzah, you can go get to pushed out. If you don't like matzah, go to 90th Street. Make sure it has a gitash kocha and for the kosher pesach. Make sure you go and buy three nice bagels, which are baked l'shei matzah mitzvah, and that you can go and use. Put it under your matzah deckel and see how surprised the people will be when they see the matzahs that you're distributing on Seder night. But the Maisa, those bagels, if you make it properly, would be a kosher matzah for Pesach purposes, but it's not kosher for purposes of the Shiare Mincha. So now, getting back to the Brice, according to
Abishav, they can't rise.
It's got to be matzah, especially using on Pesach. 100%. Anyway, so bottom line is,
people are selling bagels.
People sell a lot of things. They sell if kosher bacon they sell. But anyway, beginning back to our brisa. So now, according to Abishol, what's on the brisa? That prior to it becoming a kar mincha was already flour. I could have made it into bagels, and I could have made it into matzah, and for that matter, could have made it into cake and pancakes and anything else. However, now that it became Shiari Mincha, I would think it goes back Lehetera Rishoy, that I can have either regular matzah like Pesach matzah, or have Cholad Azelcha bagel matzahs. I would think either one is kosher, because bagel matzahs are kosher le Pesach. Kamash Walon, when it comes Shiari Mincha, it's got to be Dafka, real matzahs, and not Azelcha bagel matzahs. That's how we learn the price, according to Abishol. Very good. Okay, on to the next Mishnah. Now we talk a little bit about Hilchas Nachla, but it's rather straightforward, pretty easy. Zok the Mishnah. Ha choylitz li evemtoi. we have several brothers. One brother that passed away, Reuven, and then you have Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. One of them has to go and do chalitza. We spoke about yesterday that mitzvah begudol, that first we ask the oldest one to do it. So one of them ultimately ta'ake gave chalitza. And now we have the nechosim of the yavam. So one of the main purposes of Yibam is not only l'hokam l'chav shem, but also the gabi, the inyan of nachla. That's not the principal purpose, but it's a secondary purpose. The gabi, the nachla. So if the yavam would have been miyabim, so then he would go and take the nachla of his brother that passed away.
Entirely right.
Right. Now what happens instead? We have a choylitz. What happens now with the nachla of the brother that passed away? We'll see now in the Mishnah. Has a choylitz liyavem toy, the one that gives the chalitza, harihu ki echad min achla nachla. He shares the nachla with all the other brothers. Neither does he get any priority over them, nor is he secondary to them. Everybody gets exactly the same, just like all the rest of the brothers. We'll see in the Gemara what was the Hava Mina Yor, Hava Mina Nish. We'll see in Mechim in the Gemara.
The wife doesn't dash
now. No, okay. It'll be Mechim in Mesechtes Ksubis and other Mesechtes. Yesh Nochle. Yesh, continue Mishnah. V'yim Yesh Shom Av. What happens if, in addition to all the brothers,
she's not Yorish,
Nebuch,
she
gets her dowry back.
That's it.
That, but we're not. But his
ksuba.
And her ksuba. V'yim Yesh Shom Av. If Reuven passed away, but Yaakov Avinu, the father, is still alive, then none of the brothers get anything, because we have a look in Hilchas Nachla that if there are no children of a mess, it doesn't go to the mess's brothers, but it reverts back to the father. So that's a very straight, simple halacha, no great chiddush. But now the Sefer, we're going to have a little bit more exciting. Arkoinus is Yivamtai. A person does Yibam, Zoch ben Chosu Shalochim. Okay, that everybody knows that's one of the mitzvahs of the Yibam. He gets the money. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Benkach Benkach, and Yesham Av, Nechosim Shalav. Says Rabbi Yehuda, if there's a father around, guess what? Even though the Yavam was Meyabim, in this case we do not say that he Yarshins the Nechosim of his dead brother. But rather, it still goes to the father, because the father still has first rights, even before the rights of the Yavam. That's what Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakhama disagrees. Tanakhama disagrees, but that's Rabbi Yehuda.
It's incentive to Yibam then, because, I mean...
According to Abishol, you don't do it for money anyway. Exactly, according to Abishol and Rabbi Yehuda fit in very nicely.
Good reason not to do it.
Exactly, okay. Good.
That's yesterday.
Exactly. Anyway, it's good to tie in all the Gemaras. Anyway, let's go. So we start off the Mishnah again. Hacholitz liyavemtoi, harihu ke'echem and achem. Zok the Gemara, pshita. So why not? I mean, Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, all the same. What was that meis ke'echem and achem? So Gemara, sol kadaita chamina, chalitza b'mokam yibam kaima. Since chalitza is the other side of the coin of yibam, v'nishkol kulin echse. Just like we're mechabedim to do Yibam, and if he's the Yavam, and there is no father, he gets the Nachla. I might have thought that when he does Chalitza, he gets the whole Nachla. Kamash Malon, nein. Frey Timura, that doesn't sound like the Pshat in the Mishnah. Because Ihochi, if that's the Pshat, Harihu, Ke'echon Mina Achin, it says in the Mishnah, he is like any one of the brothers, rather it should go and say, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, since Solka Daitach, that he is the choylitz, he is like the Yovam, he should get everything. Zok the Mishnah, nein. He only gets like everybody else. He's no groysa mechitin, he's no groysa meiches, he gets like everybody else. So the Mishnah should have said, he's only like everybody else. He's no special treatment. He's no guest of honor. He's no shishi, no shlishi. He gets like everybody else.
It sounds like it's the same word. I understand the difference. The extra words.
Ella says the Gemara, sol kadai techamina dehavim is faket. Hoyl va'afsada meyibam liknesay. I would think that because of the fact that he spoiled it for her, she was hoping that one of the brothers would be meyabim. No woman wants to be single, wants to go and be in the shidduch crisis. She's an almona. It's even more difficult to get married now. She's hoping somebody's going to go and be kind to her. Instead, One of the brothers said, no, we're not going to do Yibam, I'm going to give you Chalitza. So they made this guy that did Chalitza, you're the bad guy. You had the opportunity to do the Yibam, you could have convinced all your other brothers. Instead, you did Chalitza, you're disqualified. Kamash Malon, that's why the Mishnah says, Hariyuki Achim and Achim, he's no better, no worse than anybody else. Even though he was the one that did Chalitza, he gets just like everybody else gets.
Yeah. Because that's really the push to shut and the push.
Yeah.
That he did a terrible thing. She's angry at him. That's the simple shot.
Avada, Chotanale, Miraglai.
Yorka Bufano.
You're right.
Kochi Yosalin Shri.
Exactly. Ashalayivnes Besuch. Exactly right. So I would have thought we should make a Kanas. No, no, Kanas. He did Chalitza, but he doesn't lose out as a result of making the Chalitza. Okay. Now that's talking about if there is no father. Em Yeshem Avzuk de Gemara, Diyamamar. That's the Gemara Masechet Book of Basra. When it comes to Hilchas Nachla, the father gets before the brothers. Okay. Now it says in Mishnah, HaKoinis is Yevemtoi. If he was Koinis, he did Yibum. What happens then? Then he takes the Nechosim. My time. Yokum Shev Achma, Mamar Achmana. Vahari Kam. So come. Yochum Shem Achav is not only in terms of that he continues the legacy and of the brother that passed away, the brother never passed away young, and he produces a son, Mitigansa Maisa. Yochum Shem Achav also means come Legabe, the Nachla, the Nechosim, the estate, also come to him. Come literally both in English and in Hebrew, come to him. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says, Benkach, if there's a father, Nechosim Shel Av. Okay, that sounds very mechudish to us. What's the halacha? Amar Ula, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is right. If there is a father, even though a yavim is meyavim, it goes to the father. It does not go to the brother. It's not only Ula said that. V'chein Amar B'Yitzchak Na'afcha, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Ula, v'isem Rabbi Yitzchak Na'afcha. My time, Rabbi Yehuda, where does Rabbi Yehuda get this halacha from? Dechsev, it says in the Pasuk. This Yavim is like a Bechor, right? Bechor, he's the Godel Achen. He's the one that does the Yibam. Ma Bechor, if a person, Yaakov Avinu, has Reuven, Shimalev Yehuda Yisachar, even though we know Reuven gets Nachla, a double portion, Pishnaim, that's all very good. After Yaakov passes away. As long as Yaakov is around, Reuven doesn't get more, doesn't get less, doesn't get anything of Yaakov's Nechosim unless he gives him a present. There's no inheritance when the father's still alive. Afainami. So this Yavam who's called Bechor in the Pasuk, same thing. Ein Lebechayav. If the father's alive, he doesn't get anything. It all goes to the father.
But he has to support the Yavam.
He'll have to support from his own Nechosim. After all,
why not the father who got the money from the estate?
He'll probably help out. I mean, even today there are fathers and grandfathers that help out the children.
A husband
and a wife, a husband and a wife.
This is
money, this is personal.
Yeah. Ima bechor noitel pishnaim la'acham misis ha'av. Af hai noitel pishnaim la'acham misis ha'av. What happens if after the yovim is miyabim? And then subsequently the father passed away. Eventually the father's going to pass away.
All the sons get Yerusha, no?
Yeah, all get Yerusha. But the question is, how much does the Yavim get now?
Is he now the Bechor illegally also?
And meaning, does he get Pishnaim? Why? Because he should go and get his own Chelik, and he should also go and get the Chelik of his brother that passed away. You don't like that? Okay, that's the Gemara's half a minute. The reason why you're not happy is because you hold like the Maskana. You're already one step ahead of us. Anyway, the Gemara says, I would think just like Bechor is Pishnaim, he gets two portions, is Af Hai, this Yavim too. Although at the time when he was Miyavim, he got zero. But now he waited, and he waited, and he waited, and finally the father passed away. And when the father passed away, all the sons get now a Chelik, including the Yavim, and including the dead brother gets a Chelik, and that dead brother's Chelik will go now to the Yavim, therefore the Yavim will get two portions. So Timara, that's what I would have thought. So Timara, no. Me the Yochem Hashem Aviv Ksiv. Yochem Hashem Aviv Ksiv. V'lo Yashem Aviv. If the father would not have been alive, and the Yavim was Miyavim, then the Yavim can go and take the portion of the Achiv. Yochem Hashem Achiv. However, if the father was alive, and the father took that portion, because he goes, he's Koidim L'chol, like the Gemara brought Yochem Afkin l'chol yotzir eichoy. Now, subsequently, when the father passes away a year later, 20 years later, then the Yovam only gets his portion. He doesn't get a double portion of himself and of his brother. Yeah?
I understand why he doesn't get Pishnayim through Torah's Bechor.
Right.
Why does he get Pishnayim through the dead brother, since he took over the dead brother's place?
That's the Chiddush of this Gemara.
He doesn't take over his place.
He's not a Bechor. He's a regular guy. Right, so he doesn't get double portion. But Tzolkadayim, he should get now a double. One because of Yovam, one because of the mess. Kamashal, that's why the Pasuk says, Yokam Hashem Ochiv, V'loy Al Shem Ovid. If the brother's alive and brother dies, and then the father is dead, the father also passed away, so then there's only the Yovam Yarshim, Yokam Hashem Ochiv. However, if we're talking about now that the father was alive, and the father took over that Nachla, now it's now merged into the father's estate. When the father passes away, he gets one like all the other brothers. He doesn't get two. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. Frank Dimara, Eima heicha the leka av the lishkol nachla tiskay mitzvah yibim. Heicha the lik ika av the loyshakol nachla tiskay mitzvah yibim. Maybe the things go hand in hand, because after all it says vaybachor asher teilim yokum hashem ochem amei. So yokum hashem ochem means legami nachla. So if there is a nachla, maybe that's when the Torah says in the mitzvah yibim. If there's no nachla because there's a father, maybe there's no mitzvah yibim. Maybe the whole din of yibim doesn't apply.
What should be chalitza then? I mean, the more she sits around and shemet is yom.
Just like we say that the whole of mitzvah of yibim is only when an ach she'ein leibonim. If he has a daughter, he has a son, he has a daughter.
She's no, yibam she can go and get married.
Maybe the sheishlo av is like ach sheishlo bonim.
Exactly. Ein heicha the leka av leishkol nachla tiskay mitzvah yibim heicha the ika av the leishakol nachla like tiskay mitzvah yibim. That's what I might have thought. And for the Gemara, me the Yibam benachla tala rachmana. Even though the two are in a sense connected, but it's not that connected that it's ma'akev. Yibum mi yabim. The Torah says you have a mitzvah of Yibam. The ika nachla shkuli. If there's a nachla, what happens if the brother was rich? Gezin to height. Then you go and take it. V'loy, if the brother was poor, or even in the case where he was rich, but alive. If there is a father who's alive, then loy shakul. In other words, this is not something which is inextricably bound together, that it's a package deal, it's one, it's either both or nothing. What it's telling you is, avada, if the father passed away and you get the nachla, wonderful, mon min ha-shamayim. However, if there's none, there's none, there's still the mitzvah of yibam still applies, even if there's no nachla to be transferred. Okay, so until now we start off the Gemara by saying, Amr Ula locha kirab Yehuda, chenam yitzu navcha locha kirab Yehuda. Now Yosef Reb Chanina Kara kamid Reb Yanai. Reb Chanina Kara was sitting in front of Reb Yanai, the Yosef Ka'amar, and he was repeating halocha kirab Yehuda like we said before. As Omer Leis, Reb Yanai said back to him, Poik kari kariyecha libra, go and teach your Torah outside, because ain't a loch kirab Yehuda.
Was a play of words.
Yeah, words, it was kara. Yeah. So he says, go and read this outside, ain't a loch kirab Yehuda. The way you push it, learn pshat in a Gemara like this, poi kari kariyecha libra, means that what you have said now is wrong, go and tell your Torahs like this outside, because a loch is not like you said, ain't a loch kirab Yehuda. That's the way you learn push it. Reb Shulam Friedman, he would always teach it a little bit differently. He would go and say, Poik kari kariyach lebra, go outside and tell everybody that what you said was a mistake, but rather the halacha is ein halacha kirab Yehuda. In other words, it's not that what you said is wrong, so don't even say such things. Those Torahs leave outside, because ein halacha kirab Yehuda.
Publicize
your mistaken impression, your mistaken halacha, and tell everybody, make grace a pelkatan, and say, Rabbi said, I made a mistake, because it's really ein halacha kirab Yehuda. That's why he used to tash dima. Okay, anyway. So we have now machlokes. Yo hakirab Yehuda, ein aloch kirab Yehuda. Says Tani Tana kamed Rav Nachman. So now a Tana was repeating this brisa before Rav Nachman and learning that ein aloch kirab Yehuda. So Amaleis Rav Nachman said to him, Ela kiman, if the aloch is not like Rav Yehuda, who must it be like? It must be Kirabon, because the only Rabbanim and Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah. His name is like Pshita, Yachav Ram aloch kirabim. So what is your chiddush that you're telling me ein aloch kirab Yehuda? So chadam poshit. So the person who heard this, the Tana that was criticized, Rav Nachman said, "Nu Ismaya, do you want me to delete this whole brisa which I just taught? Push the delete button and forget about it. Ismaya, a mistake." Amalei, no. You don't have to go and push the delete button. It Ismaya means to go and cross it out, to delete it, to erase it. It probably comes from the Lashon Suma that the no vision. You erase it. You don't see it anymore. It's no longer visible. It's now invisible because you erased it. So Amalei, Ismaya, should I go and erase it? Amalei, no. You don't have to erase it. Because I'll tell you what really is the background, says now Rav Nachman. At halach isnayich. You probably heard, like we said before, halacha kirab Yehuda, halacha kirab Yehuda. And you were quite upset about this, and it was difficult for you to agree that halacha is kirab Yehuda. Why was it difficult? Zokt Rashi, because b'derach klal, yochid v'ram halacha kirabim, and so therefore, why are we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? And that's why it was bothering you. It bothered you so much, the apchis, that you decided to go and switch it around, and said, the price, it probably doesn't say halacha kirab Yehuda. It probably says, ein halacha kirab Yehuda, and ulamai di apchis, since you've changed it around, to go and say, ein halacha, sharp apchis, haskut keton, you don't have to go and omit or delete the price. What do you want me to say? If the original origins of the braisa would be ein halacha kirab Yehuda, we wouldn't need a braisa like that, because yoch v'ram halacha kirab, and therefore it's a davar pashut, unless I have other reasons to go and say we paskin like a particular tana, but derech klal, 90% of the time, yoch v'ram halacha kirab. So you don't need a braisa to go and say ein halacha. The reason why there was this braisa originally is because the braisa originally said halacha kirab Yehuda, and that's why it's necessary to go and bring such a braisa. You weren't happy with that braisa because you felt, why? Therefore, you switched around. You made ein halach kirab Yehuda, and I happen to agree with you that ein halach kirab Yehuda, because taki yoch v'ram halach kirab. But now leave it the way you learned it, because this way, this will be like a proclamation, like we said before, telling everybody not like you're learning halacha, but taki ein halach kirab Yehuda, but we follow the rabban. Okay. Anyway, on to the next mishnah. The next mishnah in concept is easy; in the details, it becomes a little confusing, because the details are going to involve different korvis, different relationships. If it's a brother or a cousin or an uncle, that's pretty easy. But what happens if you start talking about great-grandmothers and great-grandchildren and a great-aunt? Then sometimes there are Erev D'Oraisas, sometimes there's Shnias D'Rabbanan, and therefore that's good. We already spoke about Shnias earlier on in the Masechta, but to halt cup exactly which one is which becomes sometimes a little bit confusing. Anyway, the Mishnah that we're going to learn now is really Midraban. What our Mishnah tells us is that just like there are all the Aroyas that you have in Parshas Achri, Mois, and Kedoshim, that you're not allowed to go and marry a sister-in-law, and you're not allowed to marry a mother-in-law, and you're not allowed to marry a daughter, met a granddaughter, the Alagutazachin, an aunt, the same thing applies not only in a case where that relationship is as a result of man and wife, that he's not allowed to marry the sister-in-law, he's not allowed to go marry the mother-in-law. But even if the whole relationship is through chalitza, if he was choilet to the Yavama, it's as if he married her in a sense, for purpose of the Rabbanan, and therefore they said, just like you're not allowed to marry achois ishtoi, you're not allowed to marry achois chalutzosoi, and just like you're not allowed to marry the mother of your wife, mother-in-law, you're not allowed to marry the mother of your chalutza. So all the halachas of Erves D'Oraisa, we've now extended one step further to a chalutza. Now if you're wondering, why would he extend it to a chalutza? They were never married. Because there is a din by Kehanim, our Rabbi Cohen knows this so vividly, that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha or a chalutza. So a Grusha and chalutza are basically the same. Even though Grusha is D'Oraisa, chalutza is Midraban. But basically the same. Aha. Now what happens if a person was married to Shprintza? And unfortunately, the marriage did not last, unrelated to the fact that she was called Shprintza, she could have been called Ruchaleya, whatever. But Amaisa, the chassan didn't last. And now, after the chassan, he wants to marry Shprintza's sister. Is he allowed to? No. Is he allowed to go marry Shprintza's mother? No. Shprintza's daughter? No. He's not married to Shprintza anymore. All of these halachas continue to apply even after a get. Aha. Uh-huh. So the same thing says our Chazal, the same thing applies even after the Chalitza. We extended the Hilchos Achois or Kroivas Girushosoi to Chalutosoi.
Is there people that are
not when we're not talking about that. We're going to get to Shnius in a
whole set of individuals now. Exactly. Well, there will be looked at this band, like also because of she was
Chalitza. Look at the first Rashi here. Austin, can you say? Yes, yes.
I understand why people don't want to give Chalitza. Now they have hold of
a small town where there are a few people to marry. It can really cause a Shidduch crisis.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, as we'll see later in the Mishnah, this only applies to the Choylitz himself and only applies to the Chalitza herself. Meaning, if Reuven passed away and he left over Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, Zvulun, etc., and Shimon was the one that's choilitz, Shimon is also to Reuven's wife, Mrs. Reuven's mother, sister, etc. However, Levi is not Osir, and Yehuda is not Osir, and Yisocha is not Osir, and
Zvul.
You like that? Yeah, yeah.
What if he dies also, this guy, that she can marry his brothers also?
Yeah, okay, it's a separate story. Now, this is all. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
Why is it that by Kedushin?
I knew it becomes Chalutz or Gerushin.
No, no, no. Yeah. By Kedushin to force somebody against their will, it's not valid.
Minatoira is valid. One can do a get Minatoira Balkorcha. It's Mizrabon, and we don't allow for Balkorcha.
Well, why should all Chalitza be different?
Why should Chalitza be different? Can you do Chalitza Balkorcha? Chalitza, you can't do Balkorcha. He doesn't do it. She does it. She is the one that performs the whole ceremony.
Yeah, which is he gives her.
Yeah. Anyway, getting back to. Let's look at the Rashi. The first Rashi here is a Rashi. Also, B'Kroy Gesel. Ki'ilu hi ishtoi. Machmas isha gemura in the Torah. Asur is midrabanan bechalutza.
This is a shneis.
Okay, no, we don't call shneis. So don't.
Oh, it's a question of the.
We're going to talk about shneis later. We're going to talk about shneis later. Anyway, start the mishnah again. Hachoyle zivemtei. Who also bekroiv yisrael? The he asur bekroivot. It goes both ways, and the mishnah is going to go into the details. Zok the mishnah. Who asur be'ima with her mother ube'aim ima. Now, before we continue on, this ima ve'aim ima, the same thing would apply to ishtoi, and that would be min ha'toira. A person is not allowed to go and marry his mother-in-law. Torah says isha uvita lo yikach. You're not allowed to go and take the mother and the daughter. For that matter, you can't take the daughter and the mother, and that's the reason why you're asur be'ima. So what the Chacham have said is, we're going to go and transfer and extend this din not only to Ishtai, but also to Chalutzase. This is not what we call Shnias. Shnias is that you're adding on additional generations which are not brought in the Torah. Such as the Gemara will explain shortly, Eim Ima. If you're going one generation further, Dosh Deitnish in the Torah. Legabe Aroyois, we had earlier on that is one of the Shniois that the Chachamim added to a regular husband and wife. So that Minatoira, a person who's married to his wife, cannot either at the same time or after he gives her a get, marry her mother. Minatoira is not allowed to even marry her grandmother. Minatoira. What happens if he wants to marry the great grandmother of his former wife? Minatoira, that would be permitted, of course, if she's still alive and he's still alive. But if they're both alive and he wants it, he has the taiva for it. She's already 95 years old, he's only 20.
What's the money, Dovrachet?
Oh, maybe Dovrachet. Anyway, if he wants to Minatoira, it would be permissible. Midrabanan, it's Osir Mishum Shniois. In the Gemara, we're going to ask about whether or not we also instituted Shniois by Eishes Chalutzase. Not Eishes Chalutzase, but the Chalutzase. Just like we know that the Chum extended the Halachas of Diaraisa to Aser, the Aim. And the Aim Ima, did they also extend the Shniois? Which is now almost like a Gzeder the Gzeder like that. Oh, so the Gemara is going to talk about that.
I don't think it's Shniach, though.
The whole shniyas, even by an Arab, is not that shriach. But you have it. We have Baruch Hashem here on the west side, a lady that just became a great grandmother, right? So, great great grandmother, right? The Mrs. Weiner just became a great great grandmother. And the Mrs. Weiner, the junior, became a great grandmother. Okay, so it's Alzheimer's Shaykh.
Yeah. When it comes to money, people do anything.
They do anything. Okay. Anyways, to get back to the Mishnah. So, who Osir, again, the choylet is Osir be'ima with the mother of his Yevama, his Chalutza. Ube'aimima is also Osir with the grandmother. Uba Imavia with the other grandmother. Uba Bita, Uba Baspita, Uba Baspina. He's also Osir with his daughter, with her daughter, because that's what it says in the Torah. A person now let her go and take an Isha and then Ubita, Es Baspina, Vias Baspita, Le Sikr, Vulagalis Havasa, etc. So therefore, although that Minatoira only applies to an Isha, here the Chum extended it to a Chalutza, he's also Bita, Baspita, Baspina. And Uba Choysa. By Choysa too, it's like a Chois Ishtai. But we all know by Chois Isha is different than all the other Aroyas, because it says Isha la Chois le Sikach Litzrar legalis ervasa aleha vechayeha, only while she is alive. Sucked into the Mishnah. Same thing over here. Uba Chois bizman she kayemis. As long as the Chalutza is alive, if the Chalutza passes away, all the other halachas still apply, because the Dinah b'chayeha only applies the gabe Hilchois. Aishas, not Aishas, Achois Ishtar, Shkoyach. Right, but it doesn't apply to anything else. So this bezman shekiyam is only modifies ubachos. V'yo achid, like we said before, achid mutar. V'achid mutar means that the only one that has this isur is only the choylitz himself. Even though he was like a shtiko shliach, a representative of all the other brothers, makes no difference. They are all what? And now let's go on the other side. The he, she means the chalutza, just like we started the Mishnah, that who asur b'kroy v'seh, the he asura b'kroy vav, the he, now she's asur, the aviv, his father, uba the aviv, his grandfather, uba benoy and his son, uba ben benoy and his grandson, be achiv with his brother, uba ben achiv with his nephew. All of these are asur, and the Gemara is going to discuss these in some detail when we get to the Gemara.
Avi sounds already in the Torah because it's Ish Akala. She was a Kala to this.
We're going to talk about that in the Gemara. We're going to talk about that. Finally,
I think about that one.
We're going to talk about. Actually, we're going to go into all the details in the Gemara. Finally, Mutter Adam beKroivas Tzoras Chalutzasai, the Osur beTzoras Kroivas Chalutzasai. We had this Gemara already earlier on Daf Chav Zayin, but we have to remember what we learned then and what we're learning now. So mutter adam mikroivas tzores chalutzasei, meaning you have over here Reuven passed away, leaving over Ruchel and Leah. He was married to two women, and Ruchel and Leah were not sisters. They're not the biblical Ruchel and Leah. Stam nochriyos nishka goitis chasidu. Ruchel and Leah, two wives. Okay. So now what happened? Reuven passed away. Shimon has to do now chalitza to one of the two. So he gives chalitza to Ruchel lemushul, right? So now, as a result, says in our Mishnah, who was to be Kragiseh, all of Ruchel's of father, mother, sister, cousin, whatever, we just said in the Mishnah, and the same thing applies to, as far as his Kroivim are Usa to her. Now what happens? The Tzara's Chalutzah, it means the Leah, who's not related, just the Tzara. Okay, so what's the Tzara? Avad, he's not allowed to go marry the Tzara, because Kivish Leibana Shuv Leivna, he cannot marry any other, once you give Chalitza to one, you're also to all of them. Fine. What about the Kroiva of Tzaras Chalutzaseh? The Kroiva, the Chalutzaseh that we said already is awesome. That's our Mishnah, right? Ima, Eimima. What about the Kroiva of the Tzaras Chalutzaseh? So the Mishnah, that's Mutter. That's okay. See, even though he's not allowed to go marry the Tzaras Chalutzaseh. Right? Kivishlo Yibban Shub Yivna, he's not allowed to marry any of the Tzaras, but the Kroiva, that's okay. The Asa, however, he's Asa bit Tzaras Kroivas Chalutzaseh. What means Tzaras Kroivas Chalutzaseh? So let's see the Rashi. Rashi gives a nice example, parallel to our Mishnah. But also, Tzaras Kroivas Chalutzaseh. Reuven Cholat Leleya. Reuven gave Chalitza to Leah. For Rachel, who's the sister of Leah, obviously was not married to Reuven. Reuven couldn't marry two sisters. So Reuven was married to Leah. I'm sorry, Shimon was married to Leah, and Reuven gave a Chalitza to Leah. For Rachel, the sister, is Mesula Nachri. She's married to another fine Yid. Nishka Goy Chasashon. And Nachri, somebody else, a fine Yid. And she has a tzara. Umeisa Nachri, and now that Nachri passed away. So before that, once the Nachri is still alive, the Reuven that gave Chalitza to Leah, would Reuven be able to go and marry Leah's sister Rochel? Avadanisht. Achos Chalutzasi. That's the one of the cases in the Mishnah. That Achos sub is Manchi Kayamis. Achos Chalutzasi is Osir. Okay, but that Achos Chalutzasi is married to a Nochri, and she has a tzara because there are two women over there. Who makes a Nochri and that Nochri dies? Can Reuven now marry the tzara of the Kroivis Chalutzasi? Not the tzara of the original Leah, but the tzara of Rachel, who happens to be the sister of Leah, state in the Mishnah that it's Asura HaTzara L'Ruvain. Why? You ask why? Look at Rashi. Tam Befarish V'Gimara. We'll see much of the Gemara show. Okay, we'll see.
It seems similar, just on first glance, it seems similar to Ruvain Misachta when we said that if you're Pater from, if you're also by one, then you're also by the Tzara also.
Right.
So in this situation, if he's also because of this the Rabbanim of Achas Chalutzasei, also the Tzara of her.
So you're asking Kasha, you're explaining, you're saying that's good.
I'm saying it seems like it fits.
It fits a nice parallel. It works well. Good. So mentioning more at the bottom.
Funny, he could actually marry the sister at some point.
If
she dies.
That's every case. A person's always allowed to marry the Achos Ishtoi after the Ishtoi dies.
But it's Tzara, but it's Tzara he could never marry. He couldn't marry her, sorry, but he could marry her.
I'm not following.
No, if his wife dies.
If a person's wife dies,
yeah,
right?
If
we start off that the husband died.
We're Chalutza case.
In the Chalutza, he could marry the sister if the chalutza wife dies.
The chalutza
person dies.
Leah dies.
Then you can marry her sister.
Not only that, even if he was meyabim her, if she died, he can go marry the sister. Not only chalutza, even
but
if he is
never, Yishtar. Ever marry the tzara of the other person. Is that right? You could never, ever marry the
tzara. The tzara's chalutza, it would be osur. Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what it says.
That's funny, isn't it?
So you're saying, he's saying is what happens if the chalutza passes away? He's mutter, but the...
The
kreid is chalutz asai, but the question he might still be also in the Torah's kreid is chalutz. Okay, dafaran kikin in the svarim. Our Gemara doesn't address that. You have to look in the Mefarshim, which is saying makes sense, and it's ironic. So let's go in the Gemara. Zok Gemara, ibaylu, gazru shniyos bachalutza oloi oloi. Did they go and be goizer the shniyos? Remember, shniyos means extra generations, because the Torah says you're not allowed to marry isha uvita. Which means you're not allowed to marry the mother and the daughter, which is the daughter and the mother being the mother-in-law. But it says it's bas benavi, it's bas bita. So therefore, you're not allowed to marry the granddaughter and the grandmother. The grandmother is already the aim ima to state in the Torah. That's clear. So you're not allowed to marry your mother-in-law or your grandmother-in-law. What about the great grandmother-in-law? State in the Torah. That's shniyos midraban. So now the question is, did they extend this also to the dinim of chalutz? Be'er v'dir, I saw gozer b'rabban shniyos. V'chalutz le gozer b'rabban shniyos. I tell malayshna. We don't know. What's the loch of shniyos by chalutz? Toshima. So now we're going to analyze all the cases in the Mishnah and the Brises. It's on Levi. Toshima. Who osir be'ima u'be'im ima? It says that he's osir to her mother and to the grandmother. The ilu, but notice, aim. Aim imo loiktani. It doesn't say the great grandmother. Why doesn't it say the great grandmother? Ah, is the chayra raya that there is no din of shniyos by chalutza, because otherwise it should go and say the great grandmother too. So do you want to know mishkarai till mahein the tamad loiktani? You know why it doesn't say mishum dekaboy lemisni seifa voachin mutar. After we went through the line of all of the examples, then we said on the third line voachin all the other brothers are mutar. V'itana, aim, ima. If it would say the great grandmother, which is a shniya, havimina, I might have thought that when it says v'achem mutarim, it doesn't go on the entire list, but rather only dafka be aim, ima, because that's shniyos, and therefore the achem mutarim to the shniyos. Avul, be'aim ima, ube'ima, loy. I might have thought that v'achem mutarim only talks about that shniyos case, but a regular case, which is a mother or a grandmother, which by an erva is also d'oraisa, and the chacham added that on by the chalutz d'rabbanan, I might think, loy, that maybe the achen are osur to the imam, the aim ima, and that's why the Mishnah left out the aim ima, so we shouldn't get confused. Frank Timora. For listening, if that's what your problem is, let it say aim ima. For listening, let it say ho achen mutarim bekulon, not just achen mutarim, the achen mutarim, all of them. All of them means with the ima, with the aim ima, with the aim ima, etc. And then we wouldn't have any potential confusion by saying maybe it's only mutar legav the shniyos, but it's also no, it says mutar bekulon. So more kasha, you have a good point. Ask him takeshve nishkatiyufta. You have a deal. Okay, let's try to bite to bring a rai toshima. He asura be aviv. So now we're turning the channel, we're talking now about her. He asura be aviv, she's not allowed to go and marry his father. Uba avi aviv and his grandfather. Ketani mia avi aviv. Now, the grandfather, my la mishem choylet, the havilo kalas benoi. What does he want to mean? He asura be aviv. So let's think about this for a moment. A regular case of a husband and wife. And then afterward, the marriage terminates. Would she be able to go and marry the father of her husband? In other words, marry her father-in-law. Halach is, it's osir. Why? It doesn't say in the Torah, not allowed to marry the father-in-law, but it says that the father-in-law is not allowed to marry the daughter-in-law. Right. He's not allowed to go and take kalosai. Right. Uh-huh. Okay, so therefore, the oviv is zichah menat Torah. Now the question is, when it says over here, avi oviv, aren't we talking about the grandfather of the choylitz? Now, what's the problem of the grandfather of the choylitz? The grandfather of a person's regular, when a husband and wife are getting married. She is also to go and marry the father. That's because kalosai. What about marrying her husband's grandfather? Would that be permissible? Min ha-Torah, it is permissible. Min ha-Torah, there's no isser in the Torah.
No isser.
Rabbanan, it's called kalas binoy. What means kalas binoy? That the grandfather says, this woman happens to be the daughter-in-law of my son. It's the wife of the son. If it would be the wife of my son, it would be my daughter-in-law. But since I'm the grandfather, anyway, it's the daughter-in-law. It's a tzigikim and a einikel, right? Anyway, but that's also midraban, al kalas b'nai. But that's by a regular shidduch, a regular husband and wife. If you're going to tell me that the aviv is also al tcholait, so we're extending now the din of kalas b'nai even to the chalutza. So we're telling us that the din of shniyos of this kalas b'nai.
Kalas is called the shniyah.
Kalas b'nai is a shniyah. Back on the Dalet, etc., when we learned the list of the. I'm sure you remember the one by heart. If not, you look it up. But anyway, when we had the list of shniyos, kalas b'nai was one of those. Aha! So if you're going to go tell me the kalas b'nai is out the original brother, then it's a regular kalas b'nai, which is also shniyos, that's out the erva. But if you're going to tell me that the Avi of is also because it's Kalas Benoi of the Choylet, the whole Chalitz is Achdi Rabbanan. Now you're adding on to that the Shniyos of the Kalas Benoi, says the Gemara, Kem Dach Poishin Zayin, Maila Mishim Choylet, the Havilo Kalas Benoi, Alts, the Kalas Benoi of the Choylet of the Eishes Chalutzosoi. So I see that we did extend the din of shniyos even to chalitza. The reason why avi oviv is aser is not because of the kalas benoy of the chalitz, but it's the kalas benoy of the original husband. So what does this all mean? So let's think about this for a moment. You had two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon had the same father. It's usually that's the case, otherwise how would they be brothers? So you're going to say it could be from the same mother. Everybody knows. It's got to be the same father. Okay. But cool off, everybody. Don't be so nervous. Fine. So it's the same father, Yaakov, the father of Reuven Shimon, right? Okay, fine. Good. Now, Yaakov, by the way, had a father too. Who was Yaakov's father? Was Yitzchak, right? Everybody agrees, Yitzchak. Fine. You must. Good. So you have Yitzchak, we have Yaakov, and now we have Reuven and Shimon. That's the next generation. Good. Originally, Mrs. Reuven was married to?
Reuven.
That's how she got the name Mrs. Reuven. Good. She was married to Reuven. Now, Nebuch Reuven passed away, and Shimon now gave her Chalitza. Okay. So now, our Mishnah tells us that she is also to go and marry who? Yitzchak, the Avi Oviv. Okay. So now, if you're going to tell me, Min ha-Torah, there's no Issur of Mrs. Reuven, now the Chalutz of Shimon, marrying Yitzchak, because the Torah only asers kalosoi, so she could not marry now Yaakov because she was the daughter-in-law of Yaakov. She was married to Reuven. Avad, that would be awesome. But Min ha-Torah, she would be allowed to go and marry Yitzchak. Says our Mishnah, no, she's not allowed to go and marry the Avi Oviv. Now the two ways of analyzing one. We're talking about the chalutza. We're talking about the chalutza. The chalutza not allowed to marry. That's our mission. Not allowed to marry the grandfather.
Because she was Ishus Reuven.
Oh, so now the reason why can she not marry Yitzchak? Uh-huh. So we assume that because she happens to be the chalutza of Shimon. Oh, but the whole din of marrying of the chalutza of Shimon is come out of Rabbanan. And now you're extending it and saying she cannot go and marry all the way up to Yitzchak. That's a second Rabban Zechah Shniyois. You see that we did make Shniyois even by Chalutza. See, but nah, come on, you're making a fundamental error. The reason why she's not allowed to go and marry Yitzchak, the Chalutza. The reason why she can't marry Yitzchak is because she was married originally to Reuven. And Reuven was, and Reuven was her husband. And therefore, she was the Kala of Yaakov, also Min ha-Torah, Kalosai, but she was also also to Yitzchak because Midrabanan al Shniyos of Kalas Benoi of Yitzchak. So what's the difference between whether she's Kalas Benoi al Reuven or Kalas Benoi al Shimon? The difference is if it's Kalas Benoi al Reuven, but it's awesome for sure. And it's Kalas Benoi for sure. And Avi Oven for sure. It's all the same. The question is the Shniyos al the Erva of Reuven? Or is it because of the Chalutza of Shimon? So we thought it's because of the Chalutza. After all, Mishnah talking about Acholitz, we're talking about Chalutza. And therefore, I have a right that there's a din of Shniyos, even by It could be the reason why it's Asa, because something of the original Reuven, the original that was an Erba.
Why does this Mishnah have to say that?
So we're going through all those that she's Asa to.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's
she'd be
Asa
anyway. No, I'm sorry. It's a doichik tepshat. I mean, it's a doichik test, because the Maisa's Gemara is going to fear us by himself that there is a din of Shneers by Chalutza. So you can learn to push it. But we don't want to bring. Yeah, it was up.
It's just a half meaning like you shouldn't do a Gzeira.
Exactly. We spoke about it. Okay, so wait.
That's the standard,
right?
We're putting it together.
I knew everybody would get zekocht and zemisht. It's zayi shayin.
Nochmal. No.
Yeah, everything is wonderful. Yeah, chvayz. It's tashema. Nochmal. No, tashema. He asur ba'aviv. The first wide line. We'll see it quickly. He asur ba'aviv ba'vi aviv. K'tani mi avi aviv. My lami shem choylet the havi lo kalas benoy, which would be a shnia out the choylet. Is a ray that you do have shnias by chalit aloi. Bishemis na. It's not the same Kalas Benoy, but not Kalas Benoy out Shimon the Cholait. It's Kalas Benoy out Reuven, her former husband, which was an Erva. That is, the Kalosoi is an Erva. We extended it to Kalas Benoy, which is Shnias, but Shnias by Erva, Nishka Shnias by Chalut, Nishka Rai. Okay. Three more Vaita Toshima. It says Vaita that she is also Ube Ben Benoy. My love, Mishum Cholit, the Havilah, Aishis Avi Aviv. Aha. Again, we have Ben Benoy. Now this is the grandson. We're assuming it's the grandson of the Choylites, that she's not allowed to go and marry the grandson of the Choylites. Now she's certainly not allowed to go and marry the son of the Choylites. Why can't she go and marry the son of the Choylites? Because that would be Kolosoi. Because if she's marrying the son of the Choylites, and we deem the Choylites to be like her husband, then she's marrying both her husband, and she's marrying the son of the husband, and therefore she's marrying her father-in-law, and that's a kalosai iser. Ah, okay. But now we're not talking about Benoy, we're talking about Ben Benoy. Ben Benoy is a kalas Benoy situation, like we had just a moment ago. So Ben Benoy, my love, aren't we talking about the Ben Benoy of the Choylitz, the Havilah? She is now the Ashes Avi Oviv. She happens to be the wife of the grandfather, and therefore she's a grandmother, but she's not just a grandmother, she's a great grandmother. She's the Ashes of, no, she is a grandmother. She is a grandmother. However, this is not a natural grandmother. The Torah asks if you're talking about a grandmother by birth. In other words, if she's the Aim Aviv or the Aim Imai. Here we're talking about the Ashes of the Aviv. She's a Tzigi Kim and a grandmother. This happens to be a Shniyos. If you're talking about Cholitz Avi, Ashes Avi Aviv, so we have a raya that there is a din of Shniyos even by Chalutza. That's not the reason the Isser Ben Benoy. It's Mishum Misna. The reason why she's not going to marry the grandson of the Cholitz is not because she becomes a new grandmother or great grandmother. The reason is because she becomes a great aunt. What do you mean, a great aunt? V'havyelah Ashes Achi Avi Aviv. Meaning that since she was married to Reuven, so now Shimon's grandson, right, is Ben Benoy. What is her relationship to that grandson? So now she becomes the wife of the brother of the grandfather, right? We're talking about Shimon is the grandfather of his Ben Benoy, right? It's his Ben Benoy. So therefore, Shimon is the grandfather. Reuven, never for one that passed away, is the brother of the grandfather, meaning that's a great uncle, and she married that great uncle. She is now, she's the great aunt, not by birth but by marriage. She's the Eish Zachi Avi of. Aha, so you're going to tell me that's the reason why she's Osir, and that the Shnio is out the mess, yeah. And since out the mess, you don't have a right to our din of Chalitza. Freiti Mora Ho Ameimer, back on Daf Chof Aleph. When we were discussing the Shniyos, the Gemara Taka asked, what's the halacha by Eishes Achi Avi Ovid? Is that also one of the Shniyos or not? And Ameimer said, Mechshe be'Eishes Achi Avi Ovid. It's not a problem. You are mutter because it's not included in the list of Shniyos. So how is Ameimer going to learn our Mishnah? L'choyre, you cannot say it's based on her being a great aunt status.
He says that's mutter.
That's mutter. Ah, so it must be Alts the great. That's the grandmother. That's the kimena. That's the chalutza. So you have a raya that there's a din of shniyos by chalutza.
Maybe it say it's not. She's not usher as chalutza. Maybe it say just like she's not usher.
So what's the case of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says it is the case of Ben Benoy. Why is she usher Ben Benoy? So there could be two reasons. Either because she's a grandmother, or because she happens to be a great aunt. If you're going to tell me that according to Meimah, she's kosher in both, then what's the Mishnah saying? So you delete it, take out. Yeah, okay. Ezut Yomar, Ameimar Mukilo de Bar Bro de Sava. It's all by the grandson of the grandfather. Now it's Ogishmak. What do you mean? Okay, so Rashi explains this Bar Bro de Sava. Look at Rashi, Ameimar Mukilo. There's five lines before the wide lines. You see the big wide lines? Five lines before the white lines, Ameima Mukila, Lahai Ben Benoy de Masnisen, Asaba, Avian Shulmes, Vukhoilit, the Tana Beresha, the Tani, he Asurabi Oviv, Vardatani, Uba Benoy Shalov. What does the Rashi mean? Let's go back to the Mishnah just for a short moment. You look at the third line of the Mishnah after Huachid Mutar, and then it says Vihi, and she's Asur. Asurba Oviv, his father, Uba Vi Oviv, and the grandfather, Ubi Benoy, Uba Ben Benoy. Now, when we learn the Mishnah, who is the Benoy referring to? Just like the Ovid means the father of the Chaylitz, and the Ovid means the grandfather of the Chaylitz, Benoy means the son of the Chaylitz, or Ben Benoy means the grandson of the Chaylitz. Says Yimar, no. Ameima learns that the Benoy, or Ben Benoy, is going back on the Oviv and the Avi Oviv, and it's saying, you're also to the father, and to the father's father, and to the father's son, and to the father's grandson. Not to the Chaylitz's grandson, but to the father's grandson. You don't like that pshat.
No.
But that's how Ameima learns it. Otherwise, we're going to be stuck. So go back now to the Rashi. Ameima mukilo lahai ben benoid masnisen asaba. Saba doesn't mean their grandfather from 12 generations back. It means avien shalmeis v'choylitz. In other words, the ben benoid is not the ben benoid of the choylitz. It's the ben benoid of the father of the mes and the choylitz. Aha. The Tana Bereisha. What's the narration? The Tani. He asura b'aviv. V'had the Tani ub benoi. Who's the benoi? Shel Aviv Shehu. Now, who is the Benoy of the Aviv? In other words, you're talking about that she is Aser to the son of the father of her late husband and the father of the Chay. That the father of her late husband was her father-in-law. Was her father-in-law, her Shver. Uh-huh. Okay, so Bala, she's Aser to him, no question about it. Now, if that Shver had a son, yeah, he had at least two sons. The one that died, the Reuven, and the Chaylitz. But he could have had 3, 4, 5, 12 sons, like Yaakov had 12 sons. So therefore, our Mishnah is saying, not only she ushered to her Shver, to Yaakov, but she's also ushered to Yaakov's sons, which would include not only Reuven that passed away and Shimon, who's the Chaylitz, but also Levi, Yehudi, Sochas,
blah, blah, blah. She's already ushered. It feels like this is not...
Why she ushered to them?
Because they did Chalitza.
And they have Kivit Shalai Bona. So look at Rashi. Asir Ba'ov Ha'ad Tani Ubinoi Shalav Shu Achi Hames Vah Choylitz, V'komalei?
B'lo Yivne.
Yeah, what does it say?
B'lo
Yivne. That's what you just said now, like Barry. You see, in some Gemaras, there's a parenthesis, U'komoi Sh'oma Barry, the reason is because of Kivish Leibana Shuv
Leivne.
Right. So
far. You should be saying something so obvious.
He
said already many times.
Okay, now we continue on. U'mish Emelim Nemish Cholitz Loho Echad, U'leben Benoi, I'm sorry, V'komalei B'lo Yivne, Mish Cholitz Loho Echad. As soon as you give a Chalitza one of them, there's a Lo Yivne to all the other brothers. Right. So that's the Benoi. Now, what's the ben benoy? Says Vayter Rashi. Uben benoy shel aviyim, the havile eishes achi aviv. Now we're talking about a benoy shel aviyim, the ben benoy shel aviyim. Ben benoy shel aviyim doesn't mean Levi Yehuda Yisachar, but rather it means the son of Levi Yehuda and Yisachar. So what is she now? She is the wife of Reuven.
She's the aunt.
She's the aunt. Oh, is an aunt allowed to go marry a nephew? No. That's it, everybody knows. An uncle's allowed to go marry a niece, but an aunt is not allowed to marry a nephew. So therefore, says the Gemara, the way Ameim is going to learn Pshat in the Mishnah, the Ben Benoy is not talking about the next generation, the Einikel of the Choylitz, it's the Einikel of the father of the Choylitz, of her Shver. And therefore, her relationship to that child is not a child, not a great aunt, it's just a regular aunt. Regular aunt is also min ha-toira by a regular husband and wife. The gabi chalutza, the rabbanan added on, but not al shnius. It's the same halacha that applies to a regular isha. They just extended it to a chalutza. So back to the Gemara Nachamul. Ameimar mukila bebar bro the sab. Pray tomorrow. Ihochi, if that's the case, what's the next case in the Mishnah? Right after we finished benoy uben benoy, it says ba'achiv uben achiv. What means achiv? Achiv means the brother of the mess. The brother of the mess, we just said, and that's the Benoy. of the Saba, right? That's Kibish Loi Baruch Shlov Yivne, right? The Rashi with the parentheses, with Barry. Is a Bazoi, Seitachto, Yehochi Aino Achiv, Ben Achiv, again, that she happens to be the aunt, that's the case of the Ben Benoi. So we're just repeating the same case twice, with different names. Everything more than Achim and Av, Uktani Achim and Aim. The first case is that we're talking about Achim and Av. The second case we're talking about Achim and Aim. Meaning that if Reuven and Shimon, besides having brothers from the same father and mother, like Levi and Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, they're all from both Yaakov and from Leah, they were also brothers that were from the mother, not from the same father. Sorry? Yeah, but the only problem over there is there it's the same father, but it's a different mother. He would say it's the same mother, but a different father.
I see.
Okay, so therefore, and that...
Leah has children, has sons from another man.
So that's why we have to have the Mishnah to tell us not only the case of Ben Benoi, but also Achiv Uben Achat. Okay, Zayikit. Toshima. So let's continue on. Vaitu, we're trying to search the truth and find out, is there a din of Shniyos by Chalutz? Toshima, the Tani Rebchia. Reb Chiya learned Arba Midivrei Torah V'Arba Midivrei Sofrim. What does that mean? Legabe a Chalutza, there are eight who are Osir. This is not an exhaustive list, but this is a list that Reb Chiya compiled in his Braisa. Four of them by the Chalutza is Osir, because by Ishtoi Midivrei Torah would be Osir. And four of them Midivrei Sofrim, even though by regular Ishtoi it wouldn't be Osir. That sounds like a Shniyos Legabe Chalutza. Sounds like we got our answer. Oh, we're not there yet. Okay. So what are the cases? We have four and four. Av, Ubenoi, Achiv, Uben Achiv. She, the Chalutza, is not allowed to marry the father. She's not allowed to marry the son. She's not allowed to marry the brother. She's not allowed to marry the son of the brother. That's all Midivrei Torah. Not that it's Midivrei Torah. It means the Gabi Ishtoi would be Midivrei Torah. So the Chacham extended it to a Chalutza. Okay. Avi Aviv, Va'avi Imoi, Ben Benoi Uben Bitoi. That's Midivrei Sofrim. That's also by Chalutza Midivrei Sofrim. Okay, so now let's analyze each case individually. And there's going to be a lot of repeat what we said a few lines ago. Ketoni Mir, Avi Aviv. She says that Midivrei Sofrim, she's not allowed to go marry the Avi Aviv. My la mishem choylitz. Isn't it because the Avi Aviv, that's not her shver, that's her great shver. In other words, not her father-in-law, that's the grandfather-in-law. And isn't it mishem choylitz? You're not allowed to marry the Avi of the choylitz because it's the grandfather-in-law. That's what we would call kalas benoi. Kalas benoi is only shniyos, and it's mishum the choylitz. So I see that we have kalas benoi, which is a din of shniyos, even by chalutza. Davi lekalas benoi. But you're loy mishum misna davi lekalas benoi. Like we said before, the reason why she's not allowed to go and marry the grandfather because his grandfather is not only Shimon's grandfather, the choylitz, but it's also Reuven's grandfather. After Reuven, the deceased, as far as he's concerned, that was a real. If she would have married Yaakov, the father of Reuven, that would be an erva min ha-toira. We extended it up to Yitzchak one further generation, so shniyos by the erva, but I don't have a raya of shniyos by chalutza. But like the more before, Toshima avi imoy, that she is asura to the father of his mother. Is my la mishum choylet? Again, this is the same case of choylet. Then we're not talking about the grandfather. From a paternal grandfather, it's a maternal grandfather. It's not the father of the father, it's the father of the mother. It's not kalis, but it's kalis bitoi, which is also a shniyos. And we're saying that there's a din of shniyos even by the chalutza. Same teret. It's the same kalis bitoi, but not the kalis bitoi of Shimon, it's the kalas bitoy al Reuven al Tzemes. So Abad is the din of Shniyos, but the Shniyos Mishuman Aroy is the Araisa, not Shniyos because of Chalutz.
Assuming they had the same mother,
though. We're assuming that they had the same mother. Exactly right. They don't necessarily have to have the same mother, but in our case, we have to assume that.
This wouldn't apply if they didn't have the same mother.
Exactly. The terrorists wouldn't work if they didn't have the same mother. You're absolutely right. Toshima, Uben Benoy, Nochem Uben Benoy, My La Mishum Choylitz, the Havila, Aishis Avi. Aviv, the reason why she's not allowed to marry the Ben Benoi as the Choylitz, we're talking about the grandson of the Choylitz. The son of the Choylitz, she wouldn't be able to marry because if she's married to the son of the Choylitz, then she becomes the Kalosai of the Choylitz, and Kalosai is Aser. Okay, so we're going one generation further. The reason why she would be Aser is because she is a newly on the scene grandmother. She married the grandfather. She's not a by blood grandmother, but she's a grandmother by marriage. That was the Eishes of Yom. And Eishes of Yom is an Osir Mishim Shniois, and therefore we see that there's Shniois even by Chalutza. Everything more like Mishim Isna. The reason why it's Osir is out of the original Reuven, the Havilah Eishes Achi Avi Ovev. The reason why she's now allowed to go and marry the grandson of the Cholitz of Shimon is not because she becomes the grandmother of this Ben Benoi, but it's because she's the great aunt by the fact that she was previously married to Reuven. And since it's a great aunt because of Reuven, so Shniois Alts Ervos, you have no right. Same thing as Mimfor. And for the Gemara, you're right. We have now the first concession, because of a gozer shniyos ba'chalutza. Einoch and Ami, Amemer is now stopped.
Well, we don't hold like Amemer.
Or at least we don't have a right to everybody. Yes, we just have a right so far that Amemer, because since he holds that there is no such din of a great aunt by a regular erva, so why is it usher over here? It must be because it's a great, because it's a grandmother, tzigikim and a grandmother, which by regular ervas there is such a thing. So therefore we transport that and we expand it to the din of chalutza.
I lost the point over here. Before, why is this different than when Amemar said Mogulav Bar Barad the Saba?
You're asking, why don't we say the same thing over here? So the kasha that you're asking is asked by the Rishonim. Just like the previous Gemara said that you could go and taich ein, that it says Ben Benoi, doesn't mean the Choylitz is Ben Benoi, but it means Ben Benoi of the Og of the Avi Ovev. Let's go the same thing in the Braisa. Anyway, you have to look in the Rishonim, they make a Gantz Cheshbon why it doesn't work here. But it's good Gefreit, but Lamaisa, they hold that you can't go and give the same fix to this Braisa the way that we gave it to the Mishnah. It's Toshima. Let's go to the final case of Reb Chiya. Ube Ben Bita.
I think this is an easy fix, by the way.
Okay. Then you have no problem.
Reb Chiya
is a Braisa. Let's see Ube Ben Bita. My love. Braisa is getting late. Ube Ben Bita. My love, Mishum Choy. Let's the Havyalo. Eishes Avi Imoy. And Eishes Avi Imoy is Vaiter Eishnia. And it's a Shnia Alt Chalutza. I can bring a Raya that there's a din of Shnia is by Chalitza. But you're like, Misha Misna, the reason is Misha Misna, the Havila Eishes Achi Avi Imoy. Aha. So therefore it's out the original mess, not out the Choylet. So therefore even though it's Shnia's, good, but it's not a Shnia's of the Chalitza, like we gave all these turuts before. Freitimora, Vagabi, Shnia's the Erva Le Gozru. By Aroyis Taka, this is not one of the cases. The Eishes Achi Avi Imoy. Avi Imoy means his grandfather. Achi means the brother of the grandfather, which is a great uncle. This is the wife of the great uncle. They did not extend the din of Shnias, even by Erva they didn't extend it. So Oy Bazoy, why by Ben Bitoy is Asher? So you can't go and tell me Alts the Misna. It's gotta be Alts the Choylet. So we see finally from this final case that in fact it's not only a Meimar, but everybody has to agree that Ein Achanami, they were Goyze Shnias by, not only by a regular Erva, but even by Drabonans, by Chalutza. Okay, very good. Next week, Gemara is fairly straightforward. We said at the end that Mishnah Mutter Adam Mikroivas Tzoras Chalutzasi, the Asim Tzoras Kroivas Chalutzasi. So we're going to go step by step. Omer Avtuvi Bar Kisna Omer Shmur. Habo Al Tzoras Chalutza. What happens? A person gives Chalitza to the Yavama. Avada, he's no longer allowed to be Miyabim. Kibish Leibana, Shuv Lo Yivne. What happens if he goes and lives with the Yavama to whom he gave Chalitza? There's an Isra. Well, it doesn't say Isra. L'choyre, it's an Isra Lav. However, it's not so simple. We had a Machlik, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. The Gemara is going to talk about that in another few lines. But that's out the Tzoras, that's out the Chalitza. What happens if he lives with the Tzoras Chalitza? Zotimara, Havlad Mamzer, my taima be Sura Kaima. She remains in her own Alta Isser. Rashi says, by Chalutza, he the Kaima Belay Yivne, Vesulai. If you look at Rashi, about 10 lines from the bottom. Bisura Kaima. Chalutza, he the Kaima Belay Yivne. By the fact that he gave her Chalitza, this undoes the Zika. Kibish Leibonish, Shuvay Yivne, Sulai. Avotzerasa, Kaima Lebe Isra Eshazach, Mikarez Valama. Nothing happened to the Tzar. She remained the same thing. Just like before she was Osir, she remains Osir Alts Eshazach. It's as if it was an Eshazach, Shiesh Labonim. Bisura Kaima, Din is Mamsa.
And he's over. He's only over the isra, the chalutza of Lo Yivneh.
If he married
by the regular chalutza, right. It's ironic. Right. By the chalutza itself, yeah. Okay, we're gonna, it's not so simple.
We'll see. You're married.
Omer Yosef, Avana Namitinina. We taka learned in our Mishnah, Mutter Adam Bekroivas Tzoras Chalutzasai. So what's the right from that? Iamris Bishloima Tzora Avroi. If you're gonna tell me the Tzor is like out of the picture, what the Gemara means to say, as Rashi says, is, how does chalitza work not only for the chalutza and for the choylitz? How does it work for all the other brothers? And how does it work for all the other tzareis? So the choylitz goes, midin shlicha, says Rashi. That the choylitz says, I represent, I'm Shimon, I represent Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, Zvulun, all of us. And the shprinza, she represents all the other 12 wives that Reuven may have had. And therefore, each one does shlichas. If that's the case, they should all be treated exactly the same, if it's shlichas. So, by the fact that we're not treating them the same, we're saying that if he were to go and marry now his chalutza, there would only be an iser of lo yivne. However, if he marries the tzara, he has a din of iser kareis, is the choyre, iam the bishleim the tzara avroi. If you're going to tell me the tzara is like outside, it's not that she is redeemed through shlichus.
She's considered like a chalutza.
Exactly. Then I understand why the Mishnah says you can go and marry her achoisa. You cannot marry the achoisa of the chalutza, but you're allowed to marry the achoisa of the tzara, because the tzara is like out. She's out of the picture. That's avroi. Eliyamris tzara ki chalutza dami. If you're going to tell me tzara is exactly the same as chalutza, and therefore both of them, the din should be rather a shkivish leibana should leivne, and there shouldn't be a vlad mamzer issue. So amai mutter, why is the person mutter to go and marry the kroivas tzoras chalutzosoi? Is a charaya that the tzor is not the same as chalutza? Oh, so that's the afanan namitnina. I brought a charaya to Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna Omer Shmuel that is a difference between the chalutza and the tzoras chalutza. Where do I see it from? From the kroivas tzoras chalutzosoi. The kroivas chalutzosoi, everybody says osir, osir, osir. And now we're saying, but the kroiv of the tzora is mutter. Is the chasim the tzora and the chalutza are not the same? Faitimo, they're not the same. Name is the Tiyufti Rabbi Yochanan. The Omar, Bein Hu, Bein Achin, Ein Chayavan, Loi Ala Chalutza Kores, Veloi Al Tarasa Kores. Meaning that the din of Kimish Leibona Shivla Yivna now is across the board, and the Issa Kores that was there does not remain. Not like Shmuel said, Be Isura Kaima. As soon as there is a Chalitza, all the old Issacharis all falls away. The Zikam at Eishasach all falls away. It's a new Issar of Kibish Baibana Shemayim.
They all consider Chalutzas.
Exactly. So therefore, it's from our Mishnah, the fact that our Mishnah distinguishes between the Kroivas Tzoras Chalutzosai and the Kroivas Chalutzosai. Let me ask you a question. Achois Chalutza is the Eraisa? Is the din of Achois Chalutza the Eraisa? Avadanisha, one Marish Lokish, Kanshon Rabbi, Achois Gerusha is Midavitoir, Achois Chalutza is Midavitoir. Sovereign. And therefore, when did the Chachamim go and aser the Kroiva? But Kroiva is Chalutzosai. Because that's already a Dirabban. But to go as a vite, the Kroiva is Tzara is Chalutzosai. As a vite, they didn't go. So in other words, I, Rabbi Yochanan, still hold what I'm saying. That the Isser on the Tzara is the same Isser on the Chalutzah. They're exactly the same. And that Isser is only Akivin Shloi, Banu Shloi, Yivna. There's no longer Kares, there's no Alt Isser. Ah, you ask me if that's the case. Why is the difference between a Kroivas Chalutzosai and a Kroivas Tzoras Chalutzosai? Because the Chachamim, when they made their Gzeiris, they only went that far. They said, she's the Chalutzah, she's like a Grusha, she's like the Ishtoi, Kroiv is Osir. They go and say the Kroiv of the Tzara. As we write, they didn't, were not Gzeiris. Okay. Now, you can put a two dots over here, because this starts a new shtickle, but the new shtickle is all of 2.5 lines. Maishna hai u maishna hai. We're going back to what Barry was touching on in the Mishnah. Why is there a difference between mutter oda mikroivas tzoras chalutzosai and oser betzoras kroivas chalutzosai? Zogti Gemara, a very balabatish answer. Hachti azle bahado lebeidina gozu barabonan. Haidli azle bahado lebeidina le gozu barabonan. What does that mean? Look at the top Rashi. Kisha Leia choyletzes. When Leia goes to Bezin for the chalitza. Mailicha achoyse ima lebezin. Why does she take her sister along? The sister is not involved at all in this, because if they were two sisters and they're both Yevomis or Chalutzais, how is Reuven married to two sisters? So why is she taking her sister-in-law? for emotional support. Leah, unfortunately, is going to go through a very trying experience. Right. She's going to have the memories of her old, of her husband. She was hoping that the Yavam Miyav Mary said, no, niet, I'm not going to go. I know you didn't like that, right? Okay, I'm not going to go marry. So it's very trying.
Like it. Take off the shoe.
And she has to take off the shoe and she has to rekik. And it's embarrassing and she's upset. And I'm upset. So, Rucha, please come along with me. So Rucha comes along. Says now Rashi in Tesantazach, the Kuliyam lo yadi hay minai yevemtoi. When the two sisters come to Besdin, people know one of them is the Yavama and one of them is the supporting actress, the sister. But not everybody knows. Ruchel, I don't know. I just know the Chalitza. And therefore, the Ikar Sabah, the Ruchel Cholat. Some people might think it wasn't that Leah got the Chalitza, it's that Ruchel got the Chalitza. The Chinosif, Tzoris Ruchel, if the Cholit is going to marry the Tzoris of Ruchel, the Hainu Tzoris Kroibas Chalutzase, Amri, they're going to go and say that it was Tzoris Chalutzase Nosif, because they don't know the difference between Ruchel, Leah, Leah, Ruchel, and the sisters of Leah, and all this. So therefore, they're going to make that mistake. That's what they think, and therefore, that's why it says in the Mishnah that the tzoras kroivas chalutzosi is asur, because the people are going to think it's not the tzora of the stam of the kroiva. They'll think that she's the tzora of the chalutza herself, because they will, in their minds, they won't be able to distinguish between the chalutza Leah or Ruchel that came along to Bezdin to show support, emotional support. So that's why it's in the Mishnah, also it's Tzoras. However, the other case, Haidloi Azli Ba'adol Beidina, Kishayavama Choyletis, Ain't Tzoras Oylechis Ima. After all, the reason why she's called Tzora is for a good reason. Throughout their lifetimes, there have been Nebach Tzuris, there have been a lot of rivalry between the two. Yes. So when the Tzora hears that Leah is going to Bezin, Gizintahait, I send you all my bruchas, Nemetatilim, I'll pay you the car fare, but I'm staying home, I'm not going there.
Right.
So therefore, people don't have in mind Hilkach Kinosim Achoyz Tzara Loyamirin Achoyz Chalutzos Inosim, because people don't put the two together. It's a very balabat shipshat. Reb Chanan Yimena Kasha Oymerot Zigarit Bokul Zakas Yisrael Lefichach.